Let's thank God for bringing us back to school. We're back to... Father, we thank you. Bless you for bringing us back to World War College of the Pen of the Ready Writer. Blessed be your name. We give you praise. Thank you for all that you have taught us. We appreciate you, Lord. We give you praise. Be thou exalted, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, thank you for this day.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for all you have taught us.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for we have renewed our strength in you.
Yes.
And we have become stronger in the Lord as you have taught us over and over and over. And today, Lord, we're going to raise up our voices to you to pray. As we're going to pray, we ask that you anoint us with the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, we ask that you rest upon us. Cover us with your blood, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
This environment and the environment of our homes and where all our loved ones are.
Yes, Lord.
Let your blood cover us, surround us with your wall of fire and cloud so that there will be no canter arrow will come near us. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Blessed be your name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father, we ask for open heavens. We ask for open heavens. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
So that we will not be praying in vain. But our prayers will locate the golden altar. And mix and match with the incense that is coming from the golden altar. And the angel of the golden altar will present it to God. And then there will be answers.
Amen.
Answers here on earth.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We come against any strong man, any prince of the power of the air in the second heaven that will barricade the way for our incense of prayer not to get to God. We bind you with chains and fetters of iron, and we cast you down to the sides of the into the pit, bottomless pit, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And any prince of the power of the air from our ancestry and from the environment, from anywhere, that thinks he should stop the angels that is bringing down the result, the answer to our prayers, we bind you with chains and fetters of iron. Cast you down to the abyss in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we ask for the ministration of angels as we go into prayers now. And we ask you, Lord, that if necessary, we ask you that you will give us Michael the Prince to fight any strong man that will disturb our prayers from going up and the answers from coming down. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
As you did for Daniel in Daniel 10. In those days of Daniel, the answer to his prayer came 21 days later. Because there was a prince of the power of the air that disturbed the angel that was bringing the answer. Lord, today we ask that you grant us Michael to be on standby for us. To fight any principality or the power in the air that will stop our prayers from going up or stop our angel coming down with the answers to prayer. We ask because we are your children. We ask because we are going to ask for things that have been hanging for a long time.
Yes, Lord.
We are actually taking this battle to the heavenlies. We are seeking audience at the throne room, Lord. And we're taking the battle to the gates of the enemy. We cannot do it without you. You said you will give us strength. You will be a royal diadem upon our heads. You said you will give us strength. You will give us a spirit of judgment. As we turn the battle to the gates, do it, Lord. According to your word in Isaiah 28:5-6. Blessed be your name, Father. We give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Now, the 10 steps prayers, 10 steps from prison to palace, was the one that actually started the book, 10 steps from prison to palace, that is now published, that was published last year by the pen of the Ready Writer. And this is chapter 14 of the prayers of the book. We have actually gone through many of the chapters and recorded them and put them on YouTube and on the blog. But today we want to now do all the prayers. We want to show how to use the book and how to actually use that knowledge and get answers to our prayers. Amen.
Amen.
It's a systematic way of doing warfare that God taught me, and it worked. This was in 1999. I was on mission field, and I've had all manner of issues. You know, my family, we've had all manner of family issues. And eventually we discovered that it's because of foundational matter, foundational captivities, you know, on father's side, mother's side, in-law's side. And so I came back home to Nigeria to do some prophetic action in certain places that God has shown me. It was a battle that was won, that was fought by revelation. Now, I came back in March, and we did all the prophetic action, having done all, and before you know it, I could not even go back to continue the ministry, the mission. God gave me a job. I found myself as the doctor in charge of the presidential villa. Not the chief physician. I was in charge of the presidential, all the people working with the president in Abuja. And so that is why the name of the book, I was the physician in the villa. So that is why the name of the book is From Prison to Palace. Because before that, I mean, I've had issues about getting a job. And by that time, I knew that it looked as if there's something that thinks it, I belong to it. And I didn't understand the rudiments of spiritual warfare. Of course, God always teaches us these things because we ourselves have a problem. If we didn't have problems, we wouldn't even dig that far. So it was in this digging that I began to see that, wait a minute, there's something that shows up, things I belong to it. What? What? At my age? I was almost 50. So I began to war. In fact, I was over 50. I began to war and fight against it. And in using this systematic way of strategy, I had that victory. And to show you that it was because of some yokes were broken, I got that, I was taken into, I got the job in July, and they began to do all the, job was dropped in my lap. The story is too long. But I went back. By the time I went back to take up the job, it happened to be that the day they gave me my office in the villa was exactly the date that over 2 decades ago, I gave my life to Christ. It was exactly the date. I had got there. I was working in the main, for a few days. Then they said, oh, your office is now ready. The day they took me there. So it shows that really this strategy, we use it. It will take us, translate us from the prison of life, really, into the palace of where God wants us to be. Amen. Now, when I started the work, I now typed out the prayers, and I began to use it. I photocopied it. I began to give it to people to use And you will see people started coming to the house and say, oh, mama, I have this problem. So, oh, look, go and do these prayers. And within months, you will find them becoming. There was one that startled me. One day, I was waiting at the secretariat to enter for the car. And this young man was passing by. He quickly almost jumped at me, you know, and said, mama, don't you remember me? I'm the one that came last year. And I could not recognize him. Because when he came, he was skinny, shabby. He was unhappy. He was, you know, now he said, now I've got a job. I'm just, you know, this. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Now, even looking at him, I could not recognize him. I'm saying all this so that we can have faith. And then churches began to ask me to come and teach. And this was what began the book. This came the chapter 14. And then God began to teach me from chapter 1 to 13. And then beyond, because the book is about 22 chapters. Hallelujah. So we're going to do this. We're going to... there was another testimony. One of those that, you know, I gave this to teach. I taught this. That time I hadn't even typed the thing. I was cooking in my kitchen when he came on a Sunday. And I said, look, you'll have to come into the kitchen. Because my work is very busy. I'm very busy at work. So he came into the kitchen with his pen and pen. I was cooking and teaching him these 10 steps. He wasn't even one of those I gave the transcribed thing. So he... Now, within like 3 years, I now began to see his name in the newspapers as one of the big boys in Abuja. You know, then he started this business that he would sometimes have to come and receive calls in my house. And, you know, before you knew it, you know, I couldn't recognize this son again. So these are the things that God can do when we allow him to teach us the deep things of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, the first thing is preparation. It's something that one has to sit down and prepare for. The prayers itself take like 2 hours, if you are really going to do it. But we're going to maybe like 1.5 hours. You have to sit down and draw your family tree to your great-grandparents. Because the repercussion for sin is effectively visited upon the family to the third and fourth generation, according to God's word in Exodus 25. He said, for I, the Lord, he said, thou shalt not serve any other God. For I, the Lord, thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. So God believes that you hate him once you are serving another God. You see? Then he believes that, oh, that person has become my enemy. And so God will not fight for that person. And the unfortunate thing, how this thing works, the unfortunate thing is that even when our ancestors have visited other gods, that God now believes that all the descendants belong to him. Because the devil is a very legalistic personality. He believes that when a woman comes, all her eggs are in her loins. When a man comes, all his seed is in his body. And he has presented them before him. You see? He's following what God does, and which was mentioned in Hebrews 7:7. We've gone through this in other teachings about making covenants. The Bible says Hebrews 7, the Bible says that Levi became worthy to receive tithes because he was yet in the loins of Abraham, when Abraham gave tithes to Melchizedek. You see, these are how spiritual things work. Melchizedek is the king of Salem, and it is believed that it is the pre-incarnate appearance of the Lord Jesus Christ. So it wasn't Melchizedek. That's why they said of Jesus that thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Okay. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why they said that. Now, they want us to think. You see, God always wants us to reason. He wants to show us his ways, not just his acts. So, when Abraham met with Melchizedek, remember that he had not even given birth to Isaac, who then became the father of Jacob, who then became the father of Levi. And yet, spiritually, Levi was yet in his loins, and it is believed, because he's an everlasting king. Because Jesus is an everlasting king. He believes that you have come with all your generations. That is why the angel, Peter can say to Cornelius, oh, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you and your household shall be saved. In fact, you and your generations. That covenant is with you and your generations. So, when one wants to do this, sitting down is something you sit down at the table, take paper and pencil. You would have written the names of your family tree. Draw your family tree. My grandfather, his name is this. Grandmother, my father's side, my mother's side. If you are married, you must do your in-law side as well. If a couple is doing it, it's okay. Then you do your father's side, mother's side. Then we pray together. Amen.
Amen.
Now, if we have children that are married, we must always, always include their own, their family tree as well. Because if anything happens to them, it will upset us, isn't it?
Yes.
And all this strategy works because prayers break through barrier of time and space and deal with whatever is on this side, that side, and whatever has happened thousands of years before. Amen.
Amen.
So that's preparation number one. Number two. We ask God to put his full armor on us and prepare us for the battle. Using Ephesians 6, 10 to 18. Ephesians 6, 10 to 18. Pastor is busy scribbling. Who is going to read? Okay, Mama will read. All right. Ephesians 6, 10 to 18.
Finally, my brethren,
mm-hmm.
be strong in the Lord
mm-hmm.
and in the power of his might.
Yes. Yes, go on to 18.
Okay. Put on the whole armor of God
mm-hmm.
that he may be able to stand against the
wiles of the devil. Yes, that means the tricks. Yes, go on.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood,
mm-hmm.
but against principalities, against powers.
Mm-hmm.
Against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against ritual wickedness in high places.
Yes.
Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day.
Yes.
And having done all, to stand.
Yes.
Stand therefore,
mm-hmm.
having your loins
girded
mm-hmm. about with truth,
mm-hmm.
and having on the breastplate of righteousness,
mm.
and your feet should be
shod
mm-hmm. with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
Mm-hmm.
Above all, taking the shield of faith,
mm-hmm.
wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of mm-hmm. the wicked,
mm-hmm.
and take the helmet of salvation
mm-hmm.
and the sword of the Spirit,
mm-hmm.
which is the word of God.
Yes.
Praying always with all prayers and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto
mm-hmm.
with all perseverance
mm-hmm.
and supplication for all saints.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I've turned it into prayer. So let's pray. My Father,
My Father,
I put on your full armor.
I put on your full armor
as I go into this battle.
As I go into this battle.
So that the enemy will know
so that the enemy will know
that I belong to you.
And I belong to you,
the man of war.
The man of war.
And I belong to your unconquerable army.
And I belong to your unconquerable army.
The enemy must know.
The enemy must know
that I draw power.
That I draw power
from you only.
From you only.
For all power belongs to you.
For all power belongs to you.
So right now.
Right now,
I put on the girdle of truth.
I put on the girdle of truth.
Your breastplate of righteousness. Your sandals of peace. Your shield of faith. Your helmet of salvation. And the sword of the Spirit. Which is your victorious word. With which I will pray. All manner of prayers. As led by the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. For when the enemy sees me now. He will think he is looking at you, Father. And your terror. Will be upon the enemies. Already. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Number three, preparation. We ask for the covering of the blood of Jesus upon us and the environment, and upon all that concerns us, our families and loved ones, to protect us as the Lord did at Passover night. Because one of the tricks of the enemy is that now that when we pray, he will try to distract you. He will try to go and attack your loved ones as a revenge attack. So we're going to ask him to protect us as he did at Passover night. At Passover night, anyone that was inside the house with the blood on the doorpost, anyone inside the house was protected. And God told them that they must bring all their family inside the house. For at midnight, the destroyer is going to pass by and God is going to supervise it and make sure that he doesn't go into the house of anyone that has the blood of the lamb on the doorpost. You know, at that, on the Passover night, the destroyer came to destroy the firstborn of the Egyptians because that's their highest god. God has been judging their gods. So it's a time of judging gods right now as we go into prayer. And we want God to protect us. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Now let's look at the scriptural reference. Exodus 12:13. We read the scriptures because scriptures, remember when we were teaching about angels, we say that scriptures stimulate and attract angels because we cannot do warfare without the ministry of angels. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. So Exodus 12:13, what does it say?
And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are.
Mm-hmm.
And when I see the blood, mm-hmm. I will pass over you.
Yes.
And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So we've turned that into prayers. So let's pray. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
You are my Passover lamb.
You are my Passover lamb.
I ask you.
I ask you.
To mark the gates of my body.
To mark the gates of my body.
And those of all my loved ones.
And those of all my loved ones.
With your blood.
With your blood.
To protect us.
To protect us.
In this war.
In this war.
As you did on Passover night.
As you did on Passover night.
I ask that you mark the gates of this building.
I ask that you mark the gates of this building.
And the gates of this environment.
And the gates of this environment.
The air gates,
the air gates,
the land gates,
the land gates,
and the water gates,
and the water gates
underneath the earth.
Underneath the earth.
That you forbid any intrusion.
That you forbid any intrusion
into this prayer session.
Into this prayer session.
And you forbid any counter attack, any revenge attack.
And you forbid any counter attack.
any revenge attack from the kingdom of darkness against us and against our loved ones and against anything that belongs to us. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Number four, preparation. We use Isaiah 11:1-4 to ask for the sevenfold ministry of the Holy Spirit. Because we cannot do anything without the Holy Spirit. He's in charge of angels as well, remember? We ask for the sevenfold ministry of the Holy Spirit, which he placed on Jesus Christ, such that it was said of him that he had the Holy Spirit without measure. Without measure. John 3:34, I read it. For he whom God has sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. Amen. They're talking about Jesus Christ that God sent. John 3:34. So we too want to speak the word of God. I want to speak it in the power of the Holy Ghost. I want the Holy Spirit to rest upon us in all his fullness. So, Mama, please read for us Isaiah 11:1-4.
And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots.
Yes.
And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him.
Now, just stop there. The Spirit of the Lord, that is L-O-R-D in all capitals. That means the Spirit of Jehovah, the man of war. So that's number one of the sevenfold Spirit of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord, yes?
The Spirit of wisdom.
Two.
And understanding.
Three.
The Spirit of counsel.
Three. Four.
And might.
Five.
The Spirit of knowledge.
Six.
And of the fear of the Lord.
Seven. Yes?
And shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord.
Yes.
And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears.
Yes.
But with righteousness shall he judge the poor and reprove with
equity
for the make of the earth.
Yes.
And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth and with the breath of his lips. Shall he slay
the wicked? Imagine that. That's what the Holy Spirit does. So let's pray. Lord Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I ask that you anoint me now. With the fullness of your oils.
With the fullness of your oils.
Which you placed on the Lord Jesus.
Which you placed on the Lord Jesus.
The captain of my salvation.
The captain of my salvation.
And let the fullness of your power.
And let the fullness of your power.
Rest upon me.
Rest upon me.
As I go into this war.
As I go into this war.
Rest upon me, Lord.
Rest upon me, Lord.
By the Spirit of the Lord Jehovah.
By the Spirit of the Lord Jehovah.
The man of war.
The man of war.
The Spirit of knowledge.
The Spirit of knowledge.
The Spirit of understanding.
The Spirit of understanding.
The Spirit of wisdom.
The Spirit of wisdom.
The Spirit of counsel.
The Spirit of counsel.
The Spirit of might.
The Spirit of might.
The Spirit of the fear of the Lord.
The Spirit of the fear of the Lord.
That I may receive, all battle strategies, needed for this battle,
From you only,
I submit myself, totally to your leadings, O Spirit of Truth, and I receive the ability, to formulate. Strategic prayer points, from divine revelations, from you, I recognize, and declare, that it's only with you, that I shall have victory, over this deadly army. For it is written, not by might,
nor by power,
but by my spirit.
Said the Lord of hosts.
In Zechariah 4:6. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So now we're going to the 10 steps. 10 steps from prison to palace. Those are the prayers now. So step one is repentance. Amen?
Amen.
We have done this before. Daniel 9, 4 to 19. We're going to go through it as we did that day. Look, so we will all open it because we're going to read it together. Well, I'll be reading it, you'll be answering me. Don't worry. Now we're going to use it to repent before the Lord. We used to do this on our knees, but today, because we're recording, and but whoever is listening to this recording will know that they have to go onto their knees. Even in church, we used to go on our knees. In Bible schools, when I'm teaching this, we'll go on our knees and we will insert our names and those of our ancestors at the appropriate places. It's a good scripture to use because it gives us the there is a chance to repent for our sins of our ancestors as well, as well as our own sins. We will also repent for the sins of our children, those that have grown-up children, as Job used to do. You see, Job used to do that. He was a righteous man. Job 1:5. Job 1:5. He says, and so, Job 1:5. Please read it for us. You see, he was a righteous man, and yet all these things happened to him. But you see, he could not go beyond what God allowed. The devil could not go beyond what God allowed him to do to Job, because Job was a righteous man. And he would also do a repentance even for his children. What does he say in that scripture?
And his sons went and...
No, Job 1:5.
And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and
sanctified
them.
Yes.
And rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them
all. That's his children, yes.
For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job
continually. Can you imagine? He's even repenting for the thoughts in the hearts of his children. And yet all those things happen to him. Hallelujah. We will also mention the sins of our family in the appropriate places. So we're going to do that now. So let's go to... You just say after me. Daniel 9. From 4. I pray unto the Lord my God.
I pray unto the Lord my God.
And I make my confession.
And I make my confession.
On behalf of my ancestors.
On behalf of my ancestors.
And my generation.
And my generation.
And I say.
And I say.
O Lord.
O Lord.
The great and dreadful God.
The great and dreadful God.
Keeping covenant, and mercy,
to them that love him,
and to them that keep his commandments.
We have sinned.
We have committed iniquity. And have done wickedly. And have rebelled. Even by departing. From thy precepts. And from thy judgments. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants, the prophets, which spake in thy name, to our kings, to our princes, and to our fathers, and to all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee. But unto us, confusion of faces, as at this day, to the men
of of.
Now mention your family name on your father's side, mother's side, and in-law's side. And mention where they come from. So, I will say, for instance, to the men and women. No, I will say, for instance, to the men and women of, I will mention my father's side, from so-so and so a place. On my mother's side, from this so-so and so a place. My in-law's side, from so-so and so a place. So let's do that quietly. I come before you, God, on behalf of my father. Amen.
Amen.
I repent, O God.
I repent, O God.
For those that are near.
For those that are near.
Our loved ones.
Our loved ones.
Family members.
Family members.
Those that are near.
Those that are near.
And those that are far off.
And those that are far off.
Through all the countries.
Through all the countries.
Whither thou hast driven them.
Whither thou hast driven them.
Because of our trespasses.
Because of our trespasses.
That we have trespassed against you.
That we have trespassed against you.
O Lord.
O Lord.
To us belongs.
To us belongs.
Confusion of face.
Confusion of face.
To our kings.
To our kings.
To our princes.
Our princes,
to our fathers,
to our fathers,
because we have sinned against thee,
because we have sinned against thee,
to the Lord our God,
to the Lord our God,
belong mercies,
belong mercies,
and forgivenesses,
and forgivenesses,
though we have rebelled against him,
though we have rebelled against him,
neither have we obeyed,
neither have we obeyed
the voice of the Lord our God,
the voice of the Lord our God,
to walk in his laws,
to walk in his laws,
which is set before us,
set before us,
by his servants,
by his servants.
The prophets.
The prophets.
Yea.
Yea.
All on our father's side.
All on our father's side.
Our mother's side.
Our mother's side.
Our in-law's side.
Our in-law's side.
Have transgressed thy law.
Have transgressed thy law.
Even by departing.
Even by departing.
That they might not obey.
That they might not obey.
Thy voice.
Thy voice.
Therefore the curse.
Therefore the curse.
Is poured upon us.
Is poured upon
and
us.
And the oath.
And the oath
that is written,
that is written
in the law of Moses,
in the law of Moses,
the servant of God,
the servant of God,
because we have sinned against him,
because we have sinned against him,
and he has confirmed,
and he has confirmed
his words,
his word,
which he spake,
which he spake
against us,
against us,
and against our judges,
against our judges,
that judged us,
that judged us,
by bringing upon us,
by bringing upon us
a great evil,
a great evil,
for under the whole heaven,
under the whole heaven,
has not been done,
has not been done,
that has been done.
Has been done
upon our family,
upon our families,
and upon our nation Nigeria,
and upon our nation Nigeria,
as it is written,
as it is written
in the law of Moses,
the law of Moses,
all this evil,
all this evil
is come upon us,
is come upon us,
yet made we not,
yet made we not
our
prayer
before the Lord our God,
before the Lord our God,
that we might turn,
that we might turn
from our iniquities,
from our iniquities,
and understand,
and understand
thy truth.
Our truth.
Therefore,
therefore,
as the Lord,
as the Lord
watched upon us,
watched,
watched upon us,
watched upon us,
the evil,
the evil,
and brought it upon us,
and brought it upon us,
and the Lord our God,
and the Lord our God,
for the Lord our God,
for the Lord our God
is righteous,
is righteous
in all his works,
in all his works,
which he doeth,
which he doeth,
for we obeyed not,
for we obeyed not
his voice,
his voice.
And now,
and now,
O Lord our God,
O Lord our God,
that has brought thy people,
that has brought thy people
forth out of the land of Egypt,
forth out of the land of Egypt,
with a mighty hand,
with a mighty hand,
and has gotten thee renown,
and has gotten thee renown,
as at this day,
as at this day,
we have sinned,
We have done wicked.
O Lord,
according to all thy righteousness,
I beseech thee,
let thine anger
and thy fury
be turned away
from our families,
on our father's side,
our mother's side,
our in-law's side,
and our nation Nigeria,
because for our sins,
and for the iniquities of our fathers,
we and our family
have become a reproach
to all that are round about us.
Nigeria has become a reproach
to all that are round about us.
Now therefore,
O our God,
hear the prayer of we thy servants,
and our supplications,
and cause thy face to shine.
Upon our families,
for our desolations,
for the Lord's sake.
O our God,
incline thy ear,
and hear.
Open thy eyes,
and behold our desolations,
and our families,
and our nation.
For we are now called by your name.
We now serve the Lord Jesus,
and we stand in the gap.
For our families,
and for our generations,
for our ancestors,
and we stand in the gap for our nation Nigeria.
For we do not present
our supplications
before thee,
for our righteousness,
but for thy great mercies.
O Lord,
hear.
Yeah.
O Lord,
forgive.
O Lord,
hearken and do.
Defer not.
For thine own sake.
O our God.
For we.
Are now thy people.
Are now thy people.
And we are called by thy name. Blessed be your name. Let's just thank God and bless him. We give you praise, O God. For you said that if we acknowledge our sins, you said that you will wash us of all unrighteousness. Lord, we ask that you wash us of all unrighteousness. Our family trees, let them be washed of all unrighteousness, from the roots to the fruits. In the name of Jesus, help us, O God, for we have sinned against you. Our ancestors have sinned against you, but we have turned for their sins, and we now come before you on their behalf. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Step two is called reasoning with the Lord. Isaiah 1:18-19, he said, come, let us reason together. And in Ezekiel 18:1-23, we're going to use it to pray. We're going to read it, and I will read it because we're not reading the whole passage. You will find that in those places, there are some things that God said, which we can use to reason with him. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Isaiah 1:18-19. Mama, do you have it? Okay, let me read it. Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye are willing and obedient, ye shall eat of the good of the land. Amen. But of course, the only thing we are going to take to reason with the Lord is the fact that Jesus has come and died for us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, Ezekiel 18:1-23. I'm going to just read it and quote it in parts. We're not reading everything, but you can just follow. Now, it says, the word of the Lord came to me again, saying, what mean ye that ye use this proverb concerning the land of Israel, saying, the fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge? As I live, says the Lord, ye shall not have occasion anymore to use this proverb in Israel. Behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Jump to 14 now. Then he said, lo, if he beget a son, so if the sinful man beget a son that seeth all his father's sins that he has done, and considereth and does not do such, that has not eaten upon the mountains, neither has lifted up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, and has not defiled his neighbor's wife, neither has oppressed any, hath not withholding the pledge, neither has spoiled by violence, but hath given his bread to the hungry, and has covered the naked with a garment. 17. That has taken off his hand from the poor, that has not received usury, nor increase. Because there's a law in Israel that if you borrow money to your fellow Israelite, you must not add interest to it. So he said, anyone that has done all this and has executed my judgments, has walked in my statutes, he shall not die for the iniquity of his father. He shall surely live. Now that's Old Testament. You see, that means even the works, their works, takes them out of that that iniquity of their forefathers. But now we have the Son, the blood of the Son of God, giving us the righteousness. That no, we shall not die for the sins of our forefathers. We shall not suffer. We shall no longer suffer for the sins of our forefathers. 20. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. But if the wicked will turn from all his sins that he has committed, and keep all my statutes, and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live, he shall not die. Amen.
Amen.
So we shall use it to pray. Because what is happening is that not just physical death, but sometimes the death of the works of our hands. You see, when somebody sets up a business and it falls apart, when marriages are breaking, when people are having abortions, multiple abortions, that is death. When expectations are always cut off, that is death. So we're going to use it to appeal to God. His own words, we're going to use it to appeal to him. Amen.
Amen.
So let's pray. Lord, you are the righteous judge.
You are the righteous judge
of the whole universe.
Of the whole universe.
And I bring my case.
And I bring my case.
And that of my family before you.
And that of my family.
I thank you for your word.
I thank you for your word.
That promises us.
That promises us.
In Ezekiel 18.
In Ezekiel 18.
That children will not die for the sins of their parents.
That children will not die for the sins of their parents.
Once they have turned from their parents' wicked ways.
Once they have turned from their parents' wicked ways.
To your righteous ways.
To your righteous ways.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
We rely solely.
We rely solely.
On your righteousness.
On your righteousness.
Which you purchased for us.
Which you purchased for us.
And our family.
And our family.
On the cross of Calvary.
On the cross of Calvary.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I thank you.
I thank
for
you.
Showing me the path of life.
For showing me the path of
and
life.
And bringing me to Jesus.
And bringing me to Jesus.
Father.
Father.
I come under the cover of the blood of Jesus.
I come under the cover of the blood of Jesus.
My advocate.
My advocate.
I come to reason with you today.
I come to reason with you today.
It is true.
It is true
that my ancestors,
served other gods,
and sinned against you,
In other ways,
which I may not even know, Now at this point, one would now begin to mention your ancestors and those that you know that have served other gods and the false religions that have been in the family. So we're going to pause and mention that. Lord, such and such ancestor served such and such gods. forgive me. I have turned away from that. I don't know about it. I did not join them. I was not even born. I was not even born. I was not even born when they served those gods. So we're going to pray that one quietly now before we continue. Father, my son. Jesus' name.
Amen.
So we now continue. But I have now turned.
I have now turned
away from those gods.
Away from those gods.
And I totally renounce them.
And I totally renounce them.
Afresh.
Now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Father.
Father,
let the blood of Jesus,
let the blood of Jesus
speak for me today,
speak for me today
at the throne,
at the throne,
and let every legal right,
and let every legal right
of the enemy,
of the enemy,
over my life,
over my life,
over my finances,
over
marriage in the family,
over
our ability to have children,
over our ability to have children,
over our expectations,
over
our ministry,
over
our destinies,
over
our mission in life.
Life.
Let every legal right
of the enemy
over our lives and all every area of our lives,
let it be broken now.
Let the legal right of the devil,
and his cohorts
be broken now. In the name of Jesus. Don't let us die, Lord.
Don't let us die, Lord.
Don't let our dreams die.
Don't let our dreams die.
Don't let our hopes die.
Don't let our hopes die.
Don't let our marriages die.
Don't let our marriages die.
Don't let our husbands die.
Don't let our husbands die.
Don't let our wives die.
Don't let our wives die.
Don't let our children die.
Don't let our children die.
Don't let our career die.
Don't let our career die.
Don't let our ministry die.
Don't let our ministry die.
Don't let the works of our hands die.
Don't let the works of our hands die.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Father, we thank you.
Father,
bless
we thank you.
We give you praise and glory.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
So at this point, everyone can bring to the Lord those things that are dying. Our expectation to have children. Our expectation to settle down in life. Those who want to marry, those who want to have jobs. Don't let our expectations die. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Step 3. We want to lock the heavens because the rain is disturbing the recording. Father, where is the Lord God of Elijah? By the power of the Spirit, the same Holy Spirit by which Elijah locked up the heavens, we lock up the heavens right now because the rain is disturbing our recording. Therefore, we lock up the heaven in the name of the God of Elijah. In the name of Jesus, we lock up the heavens. We say, rain, stop now. You are disturbing our recording. Stop now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. So step 3 is destroying satanic altars in our land of promises. Destroying satanic altars in our land of promises. Now this is what happens. When Adam fell, he gave the Garden of Eden the legal right to be the landlord of this earth. We gave it to the devil. All right? And so the devil began to bring his own children to begin to raise altars on the land. And that was why when Abraham entered the land, he began to raise altars to counter those altars. Hallelujah. Now remember that. Now we are going to start look at the scriptures that God gave to the instructions that God gave to Moses as they were going to go back to Canaan and reclaim the land. Remember that they left the land in the time of Jacob. In the time of Jacob and his sons. And by the time they returned, the Canaanites have taken over the place. And they now had to reclaim the land from them. And of course, they were serving other gods. And they had raised altars to their gods. So Numbers 33, so God told them that before they can settle down in the land, they have to destroy the altars in the land. Amen? Amen. It is very much like your father or your grandfather left some land for you to inherit, and you didn't know about it. For instance, until we came to Christ, we didn't know that the earth belongs to us, children of God. Okay, now, so let's say your grandfather left a land for you, or your father left land for you, and you didn't know about it. And several years have passed. Of course, different people are going to take advantage of that. Like a land my father left for us, before we knew it, we found a mechanic, it had become a mechanic workshop. And before we could, and send him out of there, it took years. We had to do a prophetic action on that land, and within days, he was flushed out of the place. So that's what God is talking about here. So Numbers 33:50-55, what does it say? For instance, if you get into that land, they said, oh, this land belongs to you, and over there, there's a carpenter with his shed, and another there, somebody is frying, is cooking on one side, he has a small canteen, and all sorts of people have built little sheds, and they've turned the whole place into a little shopping mall. What are you going to do? You cannot just come and say, you see, this place belongs to me. So they will beg you and say, oh, we'll leave the place. In no time we shall leave this place, and you can have your land back. 1 month, 2 months later, you come back. 6 months later, they're still there. 1 year later, they're still there. But the day you come with a bulldozer and the police, and you bulldoze all their sheds out of the place, there's nothing they can do. They have to leave. You have to bulldoze and pull down all the structures that they're using before you can take control of the land, even though the land belongs to you and doesn't belong to them. And you have the Sea of Hope. So that's what God is saying about there. Numbers 33:50-55. What does it say?
And the Lord spoke unto Moses in the plain of Moab.
Mm-hmm.
By Jordan, yes. Near Jericho, mm-hmm. saying, speak unto the children of Israel,
mm-hmm.
and say unto them, when ye are passed over Jordan, mm-hmm. unto the land of Canaan,
mm-hmm.
then ye shall drive out all the inhabitants of the
land. Yes.
From before you,
mm-hmm.
and destroy all their pastures.
Pictures.
And destroy all their molten image,
mm-hmm.
and
quite plucked down
all their high places.
Uh-huh.
Elisha dispossesses the inhabitant of the land.
Yes.
And dwelt therein.
Yes.
For I have given you the land to possess it.
Yes.
Elisha divided the land by lot for an inheritance among you, among your family.
Yes. 55. Families. So jump to 55. Verse 55.
But if he will not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall come to pass that those which ye let remain of them shall be pricks in your eyes, and thorns
in your sides,
and small
and vex, shall
and shall vex you in the land wherein
ye dwell. Amen. So if you don't drive them away, we don't. Sometimes we have to do prophetic action to drive them away. Now we are not. We have given an example of a land, a physical land. But you see, in our own case, when we come to Christ, He gives us what Dr. Derek Prince calls a land of promises. A land of promises. It's not a land, physical land, but it is a spiritual environment that belongs to children of God, which allows us to live successfully anywhere that we are. And that land must answer to us. It must answer to us. If we need to get accommodation, you get accommodation. If you need to marry, you marry. If you need to have children, you have children. Wherever you are, if you need to get a good job, you get a good job. This is what God promised his children. I wish above all things that you prosper and live in health, even as your soul prospereth. All the promises of God in the Bible is supposed to work for us. Amen.
Amen.
But we find that it is not always like that. It is not always like that. Now, the Lord says the same thing in Deuteronomy 7:1-6. Deuteronomy 7:1-6. We are not going to read it. And He has told us in Jeremiah 1. You can open that, Mama. Jeremiah 1:9-10. How we are to do it. Because, as I said, our land of promises is a spiritual environment that we carry about with us. And in it is everything that belongs to us. It is called our destiny. That's what is called our destiny. So how do we clear our land of promises? Jeremiah 1:9-10. Please read for us.
Jeremiah 1:9-10. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth.
Yes.
And the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set over thee the nations and over the kingdoms. To root out and to put down.
Yes.
And to destroy and to throw down.
Throw down, yes. To build and to plant. So, what did God give us to do this? He didn't give us a bulldozer. He gave us his word. And his power always moves with his word. And angels also always move with his word. Amen?
Amen.
So it is his word that we are going to use. We have already taught about altars. For instance, demonic altars may have been raised in our family compound, may have been raised in shrines and groves and all manner of places which by our ancestors or by even family members, it is said that you only need one witch in a family and the whole family is in trouble. You see, consulting here and there, you know, and bringing the names of the family members, even if it didn't bring your names there, it has opened a door into that family by which demons think they can freely enter and do anything they like to any member of the family. So we are going to destroy those altars. right now. And it does not matter when they were raised. Even if they were raised 100 years ago, we will destroy it today by the power of the word of God. Because the word of God travels through time, travels through space. There's no time, no space that can stop the word of God from destroying the altars. We have said that altars can be raised on heavenly bodies, depends on the religion. Those that serve the moon and the star and the sun, they raise altars in those places. That will be the location of their altars. Altars are raised in graves, on the moon, the stars, heavenly bodies, and water bodies, on mountains, in trees, and also any altar. An altar is a place of traffic of demons. Those altars, they open the door for demons to come in and out. We are going to demolish those altars and seal them up and say no more. Our own branch of the family, we did not invite you. You will not come near us. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now in this place, we need, this is another place that they need to use the family tree. Because some people may know an ancestor that has served this or have served that. Even if we don't know, there's a way we pray the prayer in such a way that it will deal with whatever we need it to deal with. Amen.
Amen.
So let's pray. In the mighty name of Jesus,
in the mighty name of Jesus,
and according to the word of God,
and according to the word of God,
to Jeremiah, in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. I stand on the blood of Jesus the Christ.
I stand on the blood of Jesus the Christ.
As a priest and a king.
As a priest and a king. Made so by his sacrificial death.
On the cross for me.
On the cross for me.
And my family.
And my family.
And I root out.
And I root out.
I pull down.
I pull down.
I destroy.
I destroy.
I throw down.
I throw down.
Every satanic altar.
Every satanic altar.
Every witchcraft altar.
Every witchcraft altar.
Every coven.
Every coven.
Every demonic shrine.
Every demonic shrine.
Raised against my family.
Raised against my family.
Against my life, our lives.
Against our lives.
Against our destinies.
Against our destinies.
Against our marriage.
Against our marriage.
Against our ability to have children.
Against our ability to have children.
Against our ability to go to school and do well.
Against our ability to go to school and
against
do well.
Our ability.
Against our ability.
Against our ability.
To walk in the complete liberty.
In complete liberty.
That was purchased for us.
That was purchased for us.
By Jesus Christ on the cross.
By Jesus Christ on the cross.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I destroy every satanic altar.
Every satanic altar.
Raised by me.
My spouse.
My mother.
My father.
And my ancestors.
And my ancestors.
On my father's side.
On my father's side.
Mother's side. On my in-law's side.
On my in-law's side.
Any satanic altar.
Any satanic altar.
Raised by anyone at all.
Raised by anyone at all.
Anywhere at all.
Anywhere at all.
At any time at all.
At any time at all.
Whether knowingly or unknowingly.
Whether knowingly or unknowingly.
For whatever reason.
For whatever reason.
For any reason at all.
For any reason at all.
I demolish those altars.
I demolish those altars.
By the power of the Holy Ghost.
By the power of the Holy Ghost.
By the power and the blood of Jesus.
By the power and the blood of
Jesus.
In the
name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Let the horns of the altars.
Let the horns of the altars.
Be cut off.
Be cut off.
And fall to the ground.
And fall to the ground.
According to the word of the Lord.
According to the word of the Lord.
In Amos 3.
In Amos 3.
14.
14.
The Lord says, I will also visit the altars of Bethel. And the horns of the altar
shall be cut off
and fall to the ground.
And fall to the ground. I command
the satanic voices, from the horns of the altars, to be silent, over my life, over our lives, our marriages, our destinies, our ability to have children, over our children, over our ability to marry, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
We command all the sacrifices.
We command all the sacrifices
that have been sacrificed.
That have been sacrificed
on those altars.
On those altars.
On behalf of my family.
On behalf of my family.
By anyone at all.
By anyone at all.
To catch fire.
To catch fire.
Burn to ashes.
Burn to ashes.
And be silenced.
And be silenced.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
The word of God says,
the word of God says,
in Nahum 1:9,
in Nahum 1:9,
what do you imagine against the Lord?
What do you imagine against the Lord?
He will make an utter end.
He will make an utter end.
Affliction shall not rise up the second time.
Affliction shall not rise up the second time.
Therefore I decree, that these altars shall never be rebuilt.
Shall never be rebuilt.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Step 4. According to the cosmic war that we have studied over and over again, we know that the satanic stronghold has all manner of people, all manner of personalities ministering at the altars and at the strongholds. These are satanic priests, the demonic watchers and their monitors, and evil gatekeepers. So we're going to pray like this. I take authority over you.
I take authority over you.
Satanic priests.
Satanic priests.
Of the broken down altars.
Of the broken down altars.
And I strip you.
I strip you.
Of your priestly robes.
Of your priestly robes.
And I command them.
And I command them.
To catch fire.
To catch fire.
And burn to ashes.
And burn to ashes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I withdraw you.
I withdraw you.
From that demonic assignment.
From that demonic assignment.
Over my family.
Over my family.
And I declare.
And I declare.
That no other.
That no other.
Will take your place.
Will take your place.
In my life,
in my life,
in my family,
in my family,
forever,
forever,
for Jesus Christ,
for Jesus
is
Christ,
now my high priest,
is now my high priest,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
amen,
amen.
I take authority over you,
I take authority over
satanic
you,
satanic watchers,
satanic watchers,
and I declare you blinded,
and I declare you blinded
to the progress,
to the progress,
to the progress of my life,
of my life,
my family,
my family,
and to the progress,
and to the progress
of our destinies,
of our destinies,
in any area.
Of our lives,
in the name of Jesus,
I declare
your monitoring devices, frustrated
and shattered
permanently and set ablaze,
in the name of Jesus.
I declare
your
demonic assignment
over my life,
over my family,
terminated today,
never to rise up again, in the name of
Jesus.
I take authority over you,
satanic gatekeepers,
in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
I take the keys of my family,
the keys of our lives, the keys of our destinies,
the keys of our marriages,
the keys of our ability,
the keys of our ability
to have children,
to have children.
I take from you,
I take from
the
you
keys of our homes,
the keys of our homes,
the keys of the houses,
the keys of the houses
that we will build,
that we will build,
the keys,
the keys
of the cars,
of the cars
that we need,
that we need,
and any vehicle at all,
and any vehicle at all.
We give all these keys,
we give all these keys
to the Lord Jesus,
to the Lord Jesus,
who has the key of David,
who has the key of David,
and opens and no one can shut,
opens and no one can shut,
and when he shuts,
and when he shuts,
no one can open,
and no one can open.
I declare,
and I declare
your satanic assignment,
your satanic assignment
terminated today,
terminated today,
never to rise up again,
never to rise up again,
in our lives,
in our lives,
in our families,
in our families,
in our generations,
in our generations,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus.
And in the name of Jesus,
and in the name of Jesus,
I shut all the demonic doors.
I shut all the demonic doors
in our lives,
in our lives,
which anyone has opened,
which anyone has opened,
to give access,
to give access
to the kingdom of darkness,
to the kingdom of darkness,
to come in and out,
to come in and out,
and wreak havoc,
and wreak havoc
in our lives,
in our lives,
in our destinies,
in our destinies,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus.
I shut the demonic doors with the key of David.
With the key of David.
That shuts. And no man can open.
And no man can open.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Any bridge.
Any bridge.
Any ladder.
Any ladder.
Which gives you access.
That gives you access.
That gives demons access.
That gives demons access.
Into our lives.
Into our lives.
That gives the strong man.
That gives the strong man.
And Satan access. Into our lives.
Into our life.
We command those ladders.
We command those ladders.
Those bridges.
Those bridges.
Broken now.
Broken now.
Shattered now.
Shattered now.
Destroyed.
Be destroyed.
By the power of the Holy Ghost.
By the power of the Holy
By the power of the blood of Jesus.
By the power of the blood of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Let's thank the Lord and bless Him.
Keep on thanking.
Father, we give you praise. We thank you. Be thou exalted, Lord.
Blessed.
In Jesus' name. Thank you for answered prayer. Step 5. Amen.
Amen.
Step 5. Breaking of demonic covenants, both personal and ancestral. Breaking of demonic covenants, both personal and ancestral. Colossians 2, 13 and 15. Colossians 2, 13 and 15. And this is another place that the family tree would be useful. If one is saying these prayers on his own, you pause the tape at the appropriate places and mention names. Amen.
Amen.
So do you have it? Colossians 2, 13 to 15.
And you being dead in your sins. Being dead in your sins,
mm-hmm.
and the uncircumcision of your flesh,
mm-hmm.
had he quickened together,
yes.
with him,
yes.
having forbidden you all trespasses.
All trespasses, yes.
Plotting out the handwriting of ordinances,
mm-hmm.
that was against us,
mm-hmm.
which was contrary to us.
Those are the words of the covenant. Yes, go on.
And took it out of the
took them out way, of the way, yes.
Nailing it to his cross.
Mm-hmm.
And having spoiled prosperities and powers.
That means he disarmed them. Yes.
He made a show of them
openly.
Mm-hmm. Triumphing over them in it.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now in some cases some people may know the names of family members, and especially when they have priests in the families. The old priests are always making covenants, satanic priests and all that. So, or if sometimes even you yourself have made any covenant, any agreement, satanic agreement, you have to mention all this. As we go into the prayers, we'll see the places where we mention it. We have to mention the place where it was made, the date, or roughly the date. Maybe in so-so-so, during so-so-so year, you know. You must mention the name of the idols involved in the covenant and the shrine where the covenant was made, if it is known. These things are important if they are known. If not, God will deal with them for us. Because the devil is very legalistic and he likes to hide. He can say, hey, he didn't mention my name. If you know his name, you mention his name. Mention the name. And if we ask, God will reveal them to us. If we ask, if it's important. Because as we are praying all these prayers, the devil is unhappy. He'll be unhappy and he'll be hiding. But in the night, he can come and start making trouble. You joke. You are lying. You. What prayer did you pray there with Dr. Benito? You are wasting your time. I'm coming for you. Your grandfather gave you to me. You cannot escape. Now, in such a case that is persistent, we now need to ask God, you know, what is the name of that idol? What is the, you know, and then, you know, separately deal with it very well. We ask God, He will reveal it to us. He will reveal things directly or through other members of the family. Older members of the family can tell us these things. Now, those who have parents, you have to sit your parents and your elders down, your grandparents, and ask questions. You use godly wisdom. Sometimes there are times when we have said, oh, There was a case where we said, uncle, we heard that there's a family idol that is that in the family house in the village. And they say it's angry that we have not come to worship it. So he said, yes. And I told them that, yes, you people have become Jesus people. But I'm sure Jesus will not mind if you come and worship the idol. They say, okay, fine. Just tell us the name of the idol. We'll know what to do. So he gave us the names. If you say, we can never do it to me. I belong to Jesus. Oh, you have to use godly wisdom. And say, okay, just tell us the names. We didn't know. Now you are telling us. Let us see what we can do about it. You must not promise that you are coming to worship. Aha. Because the devil is wicked. You see? So we use godly wisdom. And you have to be careful with them, because some of them may be actually responsible for keeping the covenants active. So you have to be careful how you deal with them. And if these details cannot be found out, the power of God is not restrained in any way in setting us free to the uttermost. If that spirit, that strong man keeps coming, you wake up and deal with him. Say, you strong man, I do not know your name. But the Bible says that every knee must bow to everything name that has a name in the heavens, on the earth, and underneath the earth. Therefore, I command your knee to bow, and I command fire on you in Jesus' name. I do not know you. Jesus, I belong to Jesus. This is what we need to do. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, step 5 also includes renouncing every dedication to idols, especially on our naming ceremony day and at our traditional wedding ceremony. You can say, what? I know, I didn't, at my traditional weddings, I didn't do anything. Aha. You see, during your wedding ceremony, all those items that you took there, they give you, in the African tradition, they give you a long list that you must bring, the husband must bring. What are those things being used for? All they do is that they will share it between the family members, and each one will take it home. They will take to the main family idols, and each member of the family, your aunties, your uncles, they will take it home to their own family idols. And they will say, your son came to so-so-and-so, came to marry your daughter so-so-and-so, and he brought you this gift. Because all those gifts, some of them are ridiculous. They are items that are being used for worship of idols. It's not things that you take into your house to use. What do you want to use with alligator pepper, cola nut, bitter cola, this, that, and the other? Palm oil, vegetable oil. Don't you have palm oil in your house? Bring salt, bring this, bring that. All those things are not going to anybody's kitchen. They are going onto family idols. And that is how you have been dedicated to idols without knowing. The same thing at the naming ceremony day. They bring all sorts of things and put it in the mouth of the children. I remember I stood against it for my grandchildren. I said, no. They said, we want to. I said, yes, you can use the oil, the water, they took water, sugar, and all sorts of things. I said, yes, they are from his mother's kitchen, but you must not put it in the mouth. And I remember the face of that person changed. And yet, this is a young man that's only a little bit older than my son. His face changed the minute I said, you will not put it into the mouth of that child. When my first grandson was born and they were going to do the naming ceremony, I had a dream where I saw that family members from their villages actually came and were sitting on benches waiting for the time of the dedication. They live in England. And these idols went there, these ancestral things. Beings went there to sit. I had to command fire on them and their benches and drive them out of that house so that they will not be part of the ceremony, naming ceremony. And this is how children are dedicated to idols, unknowingly, sometimes unknown to the parents. That is why Joshua said in Joshua 24:15, he says, and if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. Say, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Then he warned us in 2 Corinthians 6, 2 Corinthians 6, 14 to 18, that we must not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. If we can help it, we should not do all these ceremonies. We should not bring all those. You must stand your ground and say, no, I'm not bringing all those items for to marry any wife. And they will know. They will say, oh, those people, they are Creole. That's what they call Christians. The Yorubas call Christians. So they are Creole. That's how they are. Better leave them alone. They will leave you alone. Don't say, take money and go and buy. No. Don't say, oh, I bring money to go and buy. No. You have already agreed. You must not agree. You must say, it is against my religion. Because Jesus is saying here, Paul is telling us here, 2 Corinthians 6, 14 to 18, say, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what concord has Christ with Belial? Or what pact has he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. And as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. 17. He said, whereof, come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord. That means come out from among. Come out and don't take part in all these ceremonies and rituals that will bring you into contact with other gods. He said, be ye separate, says the Lord, and do not touch the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Amen.
Amen.
Now, this is also where we deal with incisions. Incisions and tribal marks made on the body for ritual purposes. Maybe they were made in the past when we were children or before we became born again. This is at this level of step 5 that we deal with those things. And let's look at the scriptural this thing for it. Leviticus 21, 5 and 6. Leviticus 21, 5 and 6. I'll read. They shall not make baldness upon their heads, neither shall they shave off the corner of their beard, nor make cuttings in their flesh. They shall be holy unto their God, and not profane the name of their God. Amen. Leviticus.
Amen.
Leviticus 21, 5 and 6. Amen.
Amen.
Now this is also where we destroy covenant trees. Destroy covenant trees. Trees, when we're teaching about covenants, we talked about it, that trees are planted. Trees are planted, you know, to show that, yes, we have this agreement on such and such a day. This is the tree that we planted. We may not know about it, but we will command fire on it. The fire of God, they know where they are. They will locate it and burn them to ashes. And our scriptural reference is Matthew 15:13. Matthew 15:13. But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. Amen.
Amen.
That word will locate those trees and burn them to ashes. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That includes flushing out with the blood of Jesus every demonic covenant meal we ever partook of, knowingly or unknowingly, physically or in the dreams. Amen.
Amen.
Remember when we were talking about covenants, we talk about covenant meal, just as we partake of the body and flesh of our Lord Jesus Christ, using the covenant, the wine and the cup, the bread and the wine. Amen.
Amen.
Remember when Abraham met with Melchizedek, the Bible says Melchizedek brought out bread and wine, and they dined together. That was a covenant meal. That was when Abraham made a covenant with the Lord Jesus Christ unknowingly. Now, the reference is in 1 Corinthians 10, 20 to 22. 1 Corinthians 10, 20 to 22. All these covenant meals that we eat knowingly or unknowingly, it includes anything that was done for ritual purposes. Like in other religions, they kill a ram at certain times of the year. If you have eaten it with them, before they kill that ram, they do some incantation in a language that you don't know, so you don't even know what they're saying. So if you've ever eaten of that kind of covenant meal, you need to repent. Also, there are a lot of tradition African religion, traditions that Africans take part in. You find some people say, oh, they're doing this ceremony at home, so we're going home to the village to take part in it. I remember people will say, we're doing New Yam Festival, or we're doing this festival, we're doing that festival. So long as the foundation of those festivals is not the Bible, you have partaken of demonic meals, and we need to flush them out right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, step five, this flushing out of demonic meals also includes eating in the dreams. Everything that one has eaten in the dreams, we are going to, in step five, it will be flushed out with the prayers. So that scripture, 1 Corinthians 10, 20 to 22 says, have you opened it? All right.
But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils, and not to God.
And not to God.
And I would not that ye should have fellowship with devils.
Yes.
Ye 21. Cannot drink the cup of the Lord.
Yes.
And the cup of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of
devils.
Go on, 22. Provoke the Lord to
jealousy.
Are we stronger than he? All things are lawful for me.
Yes.
But all things are not expedient.
Expedient. That means not all things are profitable. They may be lawful because they are members of your family. Oh, they invited you to this, and you know, so that they will not say, you say, so that they will not say these Christians, they are very discriminative. That's what they say. They are very discriminative. But you see, all things are profitable, but they are not. All things are lawful, but they are not profitable to you. And they can defile the person. Amen. That's all. Now, the other thing is, it also includes renouncing names. Family names. We have demonic or negative meaning. Step five includes renouncing names which have demonic or negative meanings. And this is why God used to change names of people in scripture. We've talked about this before. 1 Samuel 25:25. Nabal means fool, you see. And of course, he now became like a fool. He said, let not my Lord, I pray thee, Abigail was talking to David. He said, let not my Lord, I pray thee, regard this man of Belial, even Nabal. For as his name is, so is he. Nabal is his name, and folly is with him. So if you have somebody bearing a name that is negative, it brings a negative impact into the life of that person. Proverbs 22 says, a good name is rather to be chosen than good riches. So you have to have a good name. In our own time, everyone had a Bible, a name from the Bible. You see? Had a name from the Bible. And even those who didn't take names from the Bible for their children, they always gave them a name that starts with Olu. Olu means God. It means the Most High. Olu is the shortened form of Oluwa or Olorun. You see? So that they have given that child, they know that they have given that child a good name. Amen.
Amen.
So let's pray. I've put it all in prayer. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
I stand on the blood.
I stand on the blood
of the covenant of life.
On the covenant of life
that I have with the Prince of Peace.
That I have with the Prince of Peace.
And I break every satanic covenant.
And I break every satanic covenant
made on my behalf.
Made on my behalf
by my parents.
By my parents.
Or anyone at all.
Or anyone at all.
Before I was conceived.
Before I was conceived.
Or when I was yet in my mother's womb.
Or when I was yet in my mother's womb.
Or that that was made for me.
Or that that was made for me.
At my traditional naming ceremony.
At my traditional naming ceremony.
I break them all.
I break them all.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I break every covenant.
I break every covenant
made for me.
Made for me.
By my parents.
By my parents.
Or anyone at all.
Or anyone at all.
Anyone I lived with.
Anyone I lived with.
When I was growing up.
When I was growing up.
I break those covenants.
I break those covenants.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I break all those covenants.
I break all those covenants.
Over the life of my children.
Over the life of my children.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I break any covenant.
I break any covenant.
Made by me.
Made by me.
At any time at all.
At any time at all.
Anywhere at all.
Anywhere at all.
For any reason at all.
For any reason at all.
Whether knowingly or unknowingly.
Whether knowingly or unknowingly.
I break all those covenants.
I break all those covenants.
In the name of my Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of my Lord Jesus Christ.
I break every covenant.
I break every covenant
made by my husband.
Made by my husband.
My wife.
My wife.
My children.
My children.
On my behalf.
On my behalf.
On behalf of our family.
On behalf of our family.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I break every covenant.
I break every covenant
made on our behalf.
Made on our behalf
by anyone at all.
By anyone at
for
all.
Any reason at all.
For any reason at all.
At any time at all.
At any time at
whether
all.
Knowingly.
Whether knowingly.
Or unknowingly.
Or unknowingly.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Any covenant.
Any covenant
made by my ancestors.
Made by my ancestors.
With any god.
With any god.
At any time at all.
At any time at all.
For any reason at all.
For any reason at all.
I break them all.
I break them all.
By the covenant of life.
By the covenant of life.
That I have with the Lord Jesus.
That I have with the Lord Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I gather all these covenants together.
I gather all these covenants together.
Those that I know.
Those that I know.
That I don't know.
That I don't know.
I declare them.
I declare them
null and void.
Null and void.
Today.
Today.
And forever.
And forever.
By the speakings.
By the speakings.
Of the blood.
Of the blood.
Of the new covenant.
Of the new covenant.
That I now have.
That I now have.
With the Prince of Life.
With the Prince of Life.
And I renounce them all.
And I renounce them all.
I renounce all the terms.
I renounce all the terms.
Of the covenant.
Of the covenant.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I blot them out.
I blot them out.
With the blood of Jesus.
With the blood of Jesus.
As he has done for me.
As he has done for
on
me.
The cross.
On the cross.
Blotting out.
Blotting out.
All handwriting of ordinances.
All handwriting of ordinances.
That are against me.
Against me.
Contrary to me.
Contrary to me.
Before.
Before.
I was born.
I was born.
And after I was born.
And after I was born.
I destroy them all.
I destroy them all.
Over my life.
Over my life.
And my generation.
And my generation.
In the name of
in
Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
I decree.
I decree.
That they are no longer binding on me.
That they are no longer binding on me.
And on my children.
And on my children.
And my generation.
And my generation.
In the name of
in
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I have chosen.
I have chosen.
Willingly.
Willingly.
Which God.
Which God.
I will serve.
I will serve.
Me and my children.
Me and my children.
And my household.
And my household.
And my generation.
And my generation.
Have chosen.
Have chosen.
Which God.
Have chosen.
Which God.
Which God.
We will serve.
We will serve.
His name.
His name.
Is Jehovah.
Is Jehovah.
The God.
The God.
And Father.
And Father.
Of our Lord Jesus
of
Christ.
Of our Lord Jesus Christ.
The God and Father.
The God and Father.
Of my Savior.
Of my Savior.
Who died for me.
Who died for me.
And my generation.
And my generation.
We have now become his temples.
Therefore,
in the name of my Lord, and Savior,
I renounce
every dedication to ancestral altars,
ancestral idols,
made at any time at all, whether before we were born,
or at our traditional naming ceremony.
Or at our traditional wedding.
For me,
my children, I break them off. I renounce all those dedications.
To idols.
In the name of Jesus. I break every demonic hold. Over my life, the lives of my children. Over our destinies, over our marriage, over our ministry, over anything that concerns us.
In the name of Jesus.
And I silence
all their demonic voices.
Speaking over. Any area of our lives and our families.
In the name of Jesus.
Blessed be thy name, Lord. We give you praise, we give you glory.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 Now in this section, those who have incisions and tattoos and all these things, tribal marks, they will take some anointing on and rub it into that area of the body. Because when they put tribal marks or they put tattoos and put incisions, they also rub certain powder which they have ground. They will burn some things in a pot and grind it and come and rub it into the incisions and into the tribal marks and to the tattoos. So you have to take anointing oil and rub it in those areas as you are praying these prayers. I command
you incisions and tattoos and tribal marks
to open your mouth now.
and vomit the demonic material rubbed into my body
through the cuts
in the mighty name of Jesus.
I break the blood covenant made by these incisions and these tattoos and the tribal marks.
I break them all.
By the blood of the Passover Lamb of God.
In the name of Jesus.
I neutralize
whatever demonic effect
they have on my blood.
And my bloodline.
Any effect
they have on my body.
Or in any area of my life.
I neutralize
Every demonic effect.
By the blood of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Every demonic tree
planted on my behalf, on behalf of my children, on behalf of my generation, be uprooted now, wherever you are, to the four corners of the earth, and burnt to ashes. Catch fire now, I set you ablaze, burnt to ashes now, wherever you are, in the name of Jesus.
Every evil seed you have seeded into my life, to my family, to any area of my life,
receive fire now, burnt to ashes, in the name of Jesus.
I drink the blood of Jesus and I nullify any demonic meal I ever took, whether in real life or in the dreams, in the name of Jesus. Every sickness or any evil work.
That the food brought into my life is nullified now.
In the name of Jesus, I vomit the demonic food by fire, in the name of Jesus, and I flush it down the toilet, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you.
We bless you.
I renounce the name. Those who have demonic names will mention the name. And I separate myself from every covenant with other gods. sometimes the name has, that name tells which god, like Fa or Sho or Ogun or and so on. So you mention that name. I separate myself from every covenant,
to
other gods,
associated
with that name.
In
the name of Jesus,
I renounce
any connection
with the worship
of this false god. And I withdraw my name.
And I withdraw my name.
The names of my generation. From your demonic records. And altars. By the blood of Jesus. I break your power. Over my life. Over my generations.
I break
your stronghold.
Over
any area of my life. Under your evil control. In the name of Jesus. I command your hand. Placed over any part of my life,
of my body,
to catch fire and wither,
burnt to ashes,
in the name of Jesus.
From henceforth,
I change my name to. By this time, you would have decided where to put your name, what name to change to. Whether you just change the Ogun to Olu. Or you change the Fa to Olu. And some people even change their own to Jesu. Jesu B. Jesu did this or that. But you can change it to Olu B or something. I change my name to such and such. In the name of the Father. In the name of the Father,
the Son,
and the Holy Spirit,
to whom I belong,
totally.
Totally.
And my generations belong.
And my generation belongs.
Totally.
Totally.
From now on.
From now on.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Blessed be your name, Father. Hallelujah. I give you praise and glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
I give you praise, Lord.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Step 6. We are now going to face the strong men. Command them to perish. We command the strong men to perish. Then we bind and cast out their demons, addressing them by their works. We command the strong men to perish. Then we bind and cast out to the pit all their demons. And we address them by their names. Then we lock the door of our land of promises. After casting them out, we lock the door. We lock the door of our land of promises with the key of David that shuts and no man can open. Then we give the key to Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So let's read the scriptures. I think I'll just read just to make it faster now. Jeremiah 10, 17 and 18. Jeremiah 10, 11 first. Jeremiah 10, 11. It said, thus shall ye say unto them, the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth, even they shall perish from the earth and from under these heavens. Amen.
Amen.
And that's the scripture where why MFM prays, die, die, die. Whether to perish or to die is the same thing. The second scripture, binding them, to bind them with their works, Jeremiah 10, 17 to 18. Gather up your wares out of the land, O inhabitant of the fortress. For thus says the Lord, behold, I will sling out the inhabitants of the land at these ones, and I will distress them, that they might find it so. So we bind them, sling them, ask the Lord to sling them out of our lives, out of our land of promises. The Lord should distress them. They should find it distressing to live anywhere near us or to hold on to anything that belongs to us. Amen.
Amen.
And of course, Jesus Christ told us in Matthew 16, 17, said, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Matthew 16:19. Also, Matthew 16:17-18, it says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. Amen.
Amen.
Then we lock out the door. We lock the door. Locking the door, this is the scripture. Revelation 3:17b. Revelation 3:7b. It said, this thing says he that is holy, he that is true, he that has the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. Amen.
Amen.
These strong men and their demonic assistants are the previous inhabitants of our land of promises. They are the devilish squatters that seek to prevent us from entering into and taking possession of our Eden. Remember that Jesus is the second Adam. He came to take us to our Eden. Every man is an Adam. The Bible says he created them Adam. I mean, he created them and called them Adam. All right? I think it's in... okay, don't worry. He said he created them, called them Adam. I think it's Genesis 5:1, somewhere. So every Adam has his own Garden of Eden. Every Eve, every woman has her own husband that is already in the Garden of Eden, which contains everything that she needs, even before she was created. It also includes your children. All your children are in his loins and in your own seed and in your own eggs too. So all these devilish squatters must get out of our land. Because they are preventing us from entering into and taking possession of that our Eden. Our Eden is that spiritual environment you carry about with you, no matter where you live, in Nigeria, abroad. The black man thinks he must live in the white man's land before he can do well. There are many who still go there and they don't do well. They don't do well. In fact, their lives become a wreck. But they'll be too ashamed to come back home. What you need is the second Adam to take you to your Eden. And wherever you live, it will answer for you. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And the Lord has told us where they hide. You know, we've talked about it in that Deuteronomy 1 and that Numbers. They hide in altars, groves, pictures, graven and molten images, high places, and so on and so forth. And seek to also hide. You see, once we've become born again, they are afraid to come and hide around us. Sometimes they do. But they'll be watching you from all those places. They quickly come in and go out. They come in and they do damage. We've dealt with them anyway. So we must dethrone the strong man that is in charge of all of them. And command both they and their demons that they send in and out to perish. And go to the abyss, according to the word of the Lord through Jeremiah. And that's the way Jesus used to say. He would say, oh yeah, I bind you. Go. Then they would say, don't send us to that place. Don't send us to that place yet. It's not yet time. That's the abyss. They fear that place. Because they know that they can't come back again. They want to go to dry places. That means they're looking for maybe somebody who is not serious in the Lord. They enter. Or they look, if they can't find a human being, they find a dog or a cat. That's why Christians must be careful about keeping pets. Like those ones that went into the pig. They say, don't send us there. Don't send us there. Send us into the pig. That abyss that they don't want to go, that's where we will be sending them. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
It's always good to address them personally by what they do. Spirit of death, spirit of infirmity, spirit of poverty, spirit of barrenness, and so on. Also use the names of the idols and whatever demons God reveals to you physically or in dreams. If they have told you the names of idols, we use that name and command them to perish in the name of Jesus. You know, during our investigations, sometimes in dreams, God will show you the names. You use that name to deal with them. If not, you just use the name of the by. You just command them by what they do. And then we command the doorways to be shut permanently by the key of David. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. So we've turned all that into prayers. So we're going to pray now. In the mighty name.
In the mighty name.
Of my Lord and Savior.
Of my Lord and Savior.
Jesus the Christ.
Jesus the Christ.
You strong man.
You strong man.
By whatever name you are named.
By whatever name you are named.
That thing that I and my generations belong to you.
That thing that I and my generation belongs to you.
Hear the word of the Lord.
Hear the word of the Lord.
In Jeremiah 10:11.
In Jeremiah 10:11.
Since you have not made the heavens and the earth.
Since you have not made the heavens and the earth.
I command you now.
I command you now.
To perish.
To perish.
From the earth.
From the earth.
And from under the heavens.
And from under the heavens.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Perish from my life.
Perish from my life.
Perish from my family.
Perish from my family.
Perish from my marriage.
Perish from my marriage.
Perish from my finances.
Perish from my finances.
Perish from our ability to walk with God.
Perish from our ability to walk with
God. In holiness and righteousness.
In holiness and righteousness.
And fulfill his mission on earth.
And fulfill his mission on earth.
Perish.
Perish.
From the lives of our children.
From the lives of our children.
Perish from our nation, Nigeria.
Perish from our nation, Nigeria.
With all your works.
With all your works.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I command all the demons.
All the demons.
Assisting you, strong man.
Assisting you, strong man.
To be bound.
To be bound.
And cast into the abyss now.
Cast into the abyss.
Never come back.
Never come back.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I command you, spirit of reproach,
you spirit of reproach,
in any area of our life,
in any area of our
be
life,
be bound, cast into the abyss,
cast into the
in
abyss,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
you spirit of infirmity,
you spirit of infirmity,
be bound, cast into the abyss,
be cast into the abyss,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
you spirit of barrenness,
you spirit of barrenness,
be bound,
cast into the abyss,
cast into the abyss, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
you spirit of lateness of marriage,
you spirit of lateness of marriage.
Be bound. Cast into the abyss.
Cast into the abyss.
In the name of Jesus.
Name of
you
Jesus.
Spirit of poverty.
You spirit of poverty.
Be bound.
Be bound.
Cast into the abyss.
Cast into the abyss.
In the name of
in
Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
You spirit of rebellion.
You spirit of rebellion.
In our children.
In our children.
Be bound.
Be bound.
Cast into the abyss.
Cast into the abyss.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
You spirit of destruction. The destroyer and the waster.
You spirit of the destruction.
The destroyer and the waster.
The waster.
Roaming the land of Nigeria.
Roaming the land of Nigeria.
Be bound.
Be bound.
And cast into the abyss.
Cast into the abyss.
In the name of
in
Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
I shut all the demonic doorways.
I shut all the demonic doorways.
That brought you into our lives.
That brought you into our lives.
Into our family.
Into our family.
And into our nation.
Into our nation.
With the key of David.
With the key of David.
That shuts.
That shuts.
And no man.
And no man.
Or devil.
Or devil.
Can open.
Can open.
In the mighty name of
in
Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
I decree that those doors are now sealed shut
with the blood of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every ladder.
Every bridge.
That gives you access.
To our lives.
To our families.
To our nation.
Break now. Shatter now. Burn to ashes. Never be rebuilt. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Blessed be thy name. Father, we thank you.
We give you glory.
We give you thanks. We give you adoration. Be thou exalted, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Step 7. Step 7. Step 7. We nullify all curses. Galatians 3:13-14. Should simply have switched it off. Galatians 3:13-14. Nullifying all curses. Galatians 3:13-14. I'll read. Christ has redeemed us. Okay, Mama, you open Colossians 2. That's the next thing to open. So I'll read while you are opening that one. Colossians 3:13-14. We must always add 14, verse 14 to it. We must always add 14 to it. Christians usually quote 13, but 14 is an integral part of that scripture. Say, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, As it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Amen.
Amen.
Colossians 2:13-15.
And he being dead in your sins, and the circumcision of your flesh, had he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the to his cross. And having spoiled the qualities and powers, he made the shoes of them openly, triumphing over them in it.
Amen. Amen. So, in step 7, number 1, we nullify all curses. Number 2, we silence all satanic voices by the voice of the blood of Jesus. Remember, we say that voices come from altars, voices come from thrones, and things like that. Hebrews 12, and then the voice of the curse will be pronounced and pronounced and pronounced.
The voice of the curse.
The voice of the curse, or satanic covenants, will be pronounced when they raise altars and they put, or they even they can fasten it in the heavenlies, and it will be pronounced from generation to generation. So we have to silence that voice by the voice of Jesus, our mediator. Hebrews 12:24, it says, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling, that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Amen.
Amen.
Now, when a curse, we've gone through this when we're talking about curses. When a curse is pronounced of on a person, the harmful words could be fastened onto the wind to carry it wherever the person is, or fastened onto the horns of satanic altars on which blood has been placed, and voices will begin to speak from that altar. And we said that they are just copying what God has done, which we read of in Revelation 9:13 that says, and I heard a voice from the horns of the golden altar, which is before God. Amen. So the devil copies it and say, okay, me too, I'll put in and then out. And then they're pronouncing it until it is silenced by the superior blood of the Lamb of God. You'll be surprised that in some shrines and covens and things, the name of family members are there. Your names will be there. Things that will represent you, maybe a piece of your clothing may be there. Your pictures may be there. This is when we would deal with them. Things that represent the victim, your nails, your hair, your blood, clothing, anything that has touched the body of the victim, they'll be there. It may be buried somewhere, maybe thrown into water bodies, and so on and so forth. This is where we deal with them. Amen.
Amen.
It could be fastened on an animal, it could be nailed to a tree, you know, and anything that happens to that tree will happen to the person. Anything that happens to the animal will happen to the person. If a curse is fastened onto a stray dog, the person begins to live like a vagabond and lives a promiscuous life, as the dog without an owner does, and so on and so forth. And these words of the curse, remember, is repeated over and over for generations until somebody comes to enforce the atonement work of Jesus Christ and silence them. So this is where it's important to deal with demonic voices. Hallelujah. Also, we say that voices are fastened onto the bones of dead ancestors that serve the devil. You see, and the bones of fetish priests that our ancestors consulted. For instance, the bone, remember there was a positive anointing in the bones of Elisha. So, how do we know that demonic anointing is there? Ezekiel 32:27. And it reads, "And they shall not lie with the mighty that are fallen of the uncircumcised, which are gone down to hell with their weapons of war, and they have laid their swords under their heads. But their iniquities shall be upon their bones." Can you see that? "Though they were a terror of the mighty in the land of the living." So these are the uncircumcised that have gone down to hell with their weapons of war. All right? You think, oh, that wicked old man that was killing everybody in the family has died. Very good. "We have died and buried him." No, you haven't. The Bible says, even though they have laid down their swords, their iniquities shall be upon their bones, and it will be talking. It will be talking. He said, though they were a terror, those that were terrors in the land of the living, their iniquity are. So the demonic writings in the bones of satanic agents is the devil's alternative to the anointing of God in the bones of men of God, like Elisha, which he carried to his grave. Such that contact with his bones months or years later raised the dead. 2 Kings 13:21. And it came to pass as they were burying a man, that behold, they spied a band of men, and they cast the man into the sepulchre of Elisha. And when the man was let down and touched the bones of Elisha, he revived and stood upon his feet. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray. The Bible says in Galatians 3:13 that Jesus Christ hung on the cruel cross.
That Jesus Christ hung on the cruel cross
at Calvary, and became a curse for me,
and became a curse for me,
and my generation.
Therefore,
I stand upon that atonement work, of my Lord and Savior,
Jesus Christ.
And I nullify all curses,
operating over our lives,
and that of my family,
in the name of Jesus.
We nullify,
as children of God,
every curse, operating over the land of Nigeria,
in the name of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus,
I blot out
every handwriting
of ordinances
working against us through any curse,
any incantation,
any wicked pronouncement,
any negative thoughts
from anyone at all,
at any time at all,
for any reason at all,
in the name of Jesus.
I bind the strong man
and the demons in charge.
Of enforcing the curse,
and I break their powers
over our lives, over our families,
and over our destinies.
In the name of Jesus. By the speakings of the blood of Jesus, who speaks mercy
and grace
for me and my family and my generation,
for Nigeria,
at the throne of God, speaking mercy and grace
for us.
By that blood of Jesus,
I silence
all demonic voices
speaking over our lives,
speaking over our our destinies.
Speaking
over our marriages.
Speaking
over our ability to have children.
Speaking
over our ability to marry.
Speaking over our ability to marry.
Speaking over marriages.
Speaking over marriages.
And making them to break.
And making them to break.
We silence all those voices. In the name of Jesus.
We silence
the voices.
The voices.
Speaking over our ministry.
We
silence
voices.
Speaking demonic voices.
Demonic voices.
Speaking over Nigeria.
Speaking over Nigeria.
We silence you all.
We silence you
in
all.
The name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We silence all these voices.
We silence all these
whether
voices.
It's from the grave.
Whether it's from the grave.
Or from the horns.
Or from the horns.
Of demonic altars.
Or demonic altars.
Or from any heavenly body.
From any heavenly body.
Or from anything buried.
From anything buried.
Or from any water body.
From any water body.
Or from the bones.
Or from the bones.
Of any dead person.
Any dead person.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And in the mighty name of Jesus.
And in the mighty name of Jesus.
We set ourselves free.
We set ourselves free.
We set our family free.
We set our family free.
We set the nation free.
We set the nation
from the bondage.
From the bondage.
Of these demonic voices.
Of these demonic voices.
Because it is written.
Because it is written.
In John 8:36.
In John 8:36.
If the Son,
if the Son,
therefore make you free,
therefore make you free,
you shall be free indeed.
Shall be free indeed.
Therefore we are free indeed.
Therefore we are free indeed.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Father, we thank you.
Father, we bless you.
We give you praise. Our promised land is now cleared of all squatters, and their shelters are demolished, and their access points shut. By the key of David, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So by step 7, all that has been achieved. Amen. Therefore, spend time thanking God and blessing Him. Without Him, we cannot do this.
Thank
you, Lord, that our promised land for our lives and our families have now been cleared of squatters. All their shelters are demolished. All their hiding places demolished. All their strongholds demolished. All their access points have been shut down. In the name of Jesus. Never to be rebuilt again. In the name of Jesus.
Never resurface anymore.
Blessed be your name.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you for
and
giving
give you
us this
praise. We give you glory.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Now we must not leave anywhere empty. So we have to quickly raise altars to God over our land of promises. And when you get home, you anoint your houses. You anoint every room. Just drop oil. Say, Lord, I drop oil over all the altars. Drop oil on your bed. So we're now going to raise altars to the Most High over our land of promises. Even those parts of our lives that we have not possessed, we'll raise altar over them. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And how do we know that you destroy altars and raise altars? Judges 6:25-26. Judges 6:25-26. You remember the story of Gideon. And it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, take thy father's young bullock, even the second bullock of 7 years old, and throw down the altar of Baal that thy father hath, and cut down the grove that is by it. That's Gideon. Verse 26, immediately, and build an altar unto the Lord Jehovah, thy God, upon the top of this rock, in the ordered place. So there's a place he showed him. The ordered place in our own now, we're going to say our land of promises. Amen.
Amen.
Because the altar we are raising is a spiritual altar. Over our lives, over, we will mention all those places. He said, and take the second bullock and offer a burnt sacrifice with the wood on the grove, which thou shalt cut down. Amen.
Amen.
So we can see that wonderful strategy which God used when dealing with Gideon, so that there will be no vacuum left in the land. Throw down the altar of Baal, raise the altar to the Most High God. And on this righteous altar, we must keep the fire of prayer and service burning continuously. That altar, the fire must never go down. prayer and service to God, burning. This is to establish a new and lasting covenant with the Most High God and present a sure and constant invitation to Him to come and fellowship with us and our generations and to take control of all the areas of our lives. Amen.
Amen.
This is what is called possessing a land for God. Possessing a land. Abraham made good use of this land. He came from Ur of the Chaldees, which is, I think, Iran or Iraq. Iraq. And he began raising altars on Canaan land, wherever God encounters him. And even though they left the place to Egypt for 430 years, by the time they came back, they still possessed the land. Until today, no nation has been able to take that land from them. Because, you know, after that, they were scattered again to Assyria and to Babylon. And by the time they now gathered and came back, thousands of years later, in 1948, they were still able to possess the land. And they are there now. Nobody can drive them away. Nobody can drive them away. And every time they go away, any time they are not there, the land will lie desolate and barren whenever any other people occupied it. He promised them. There's a place where, yes, I'm going to read it now. We're going to read it now. Leviticus 26, Mama, 43. You see, anytime they're away from that land, it will lie desolate to become barren land.
Leviticus
26, 43. God will keep the place and make sure that it will lie desolate and barren wherever they are not there.
26:43.
Yes.
The land also shall be left of them,
mm-hmm.
and shall enjoy her Sabbath,
mm-hmm.
while she lie desolate without them.
Can you imagine?
And they shall accept of the punishment of their iniquity.
It's okay. That's all. The land lies desolate without them. You see? 2 Timothy 1, 12b. That is why Paul can say, "For I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed to him against that day." Yes, 2 Timothy 1:12, second part. I've read it. So, you, whatever you commit to God, you are committing it to God when you raise altars. Whatever you commit to God, he will keep it for you. Everything belongs to him anyway. But whatever he gives to us, we dedicate to him, it becomes ours. And he will keep it for us. That's why we do child dedication. We dedicate our children. But we always forget to dedicate everything, you see. Dedicate everything to God. Anything you have, dedicate it. In your house, you raise altars everywhere. On your life, over your children, over your destiny, your calling, your ministry, your profession, over your marriage, your home, your bed. When you raise altars on your bed, it becomes a place of meeting between you and your God. It's a place where you have revelations. Every room in the house must be committed to God. Your kitchen, even the toilet, the bathrooms, everywhere, the surrounding. That is what we do when we anoint a place. You are, in short, committing it to God. Amen.
Amen.
God comes to freely, we give God free access to come and fellowship with us and show us deep things of the divine. In fact, we should get used to raising altars everywhere, over everything that, anything I buy, even clothing, I anoint it and commit it to God. Because you see, there are some things that you find that the person who made that cloth has committed it to his own God, dedicated it to. You have paid for it, so it become mine. So anything sitting on it must get lost. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So this is how to raise altars. We'll say it now. Then when you get home, you go and say it, and you just go and anoint everywhere. So I stand on the blood of Jesus.
I stand on the blood of Jesus.
My Lord and Master.
My Lord and Master.
And I raise an altar of righteousness.
And I raise an altar of righteousness
to the Most High God.
To the Most High God.
Jehovah.
Jehovah.
over my life,
over my life,
over my marriage,
over my marriage,
over my home,
over my home,
over my children,
over my children,
over my bed,
over my bed,
over everything that concerns me,
over everything that concerns
my ministry,
my ministry,
our destinies,
our destinies,
destinies of my children,
destinies of my children,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus.
We raise altars,
we raise altars
to the Most High God,
to the Most High God,
all over the land of Nigeria,
all over the land of Nigeria,
everywhere children of God live,
everywhere children of God live,
in every corner of this nation,
in every corner of this nation,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus.
Father,
Father,
let the horns of the altars,
let the horns of the altars
be linked with the horns,
be linked with the horns
of the golden altar,
of the golden altar,
in front of your throne,
in front of your throne,
so that your presence,
so that your presence
will be drawn,
will be drawn
unto these altars,
to these altars
constantly,
constantly,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus.
Let the horns,
let the horns
of these altars,
of these altars,
be anointed,
be anointed
with oils,
with oils
from the two olive trees,
with the two olive trees,
by your throne,
by your throne,
in heaven,
in heaven,
to bring down,
to bring down
the mountain moving power,
the mountain moving power
of the Holy Spirit,
of the Holy Spirit,
unto our lives,
unto our lives,
unto our marriage,
unto our marriage,
our homes,
our homes,
our children,
and children,
our bed,
our bed,
our callings,
our callings,
our destinies,
our destinies,
in the name of the Lord Jesus
Christ, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
according to Zechariah 4,
according to Zechariah 4,
3-7. Father,
Father,
let the horns of the altar,
let the horns of the altars,
altars be anointed,
be anointed
by the blood of Jesus,
by the blood of Jesus,
so that the blood of Jesus,
so that the blood of
will
Jesus
constantly speak,
will constantly speak
from these altars,
from these altars,
unto our lives,
unto our lives,
our marriage,
our marriage,
our homes,
our homes,
our ministry,
our ministry,
the lives of our children,
the lives of our children,
unto our beds,
unto our beds,
and unto the land of Nigeria,
unto the land of Nigeria,
and constantly,
and constantly,
the blood of Jesus,
the blood of Jesus,
we declare the will,
declare the will,
the counsel,
the counsel
of God,
of God,
over our lives,
over our lives,
our marriage,
our marriage,
our homes,
our homes,
our children,
our children,
and everything that concerns us,
and everything that concerns us,
and over the land of Nigeria,
and over the land of
in
Nigeria,
the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
let the blood of Jesus,
let the blood of Jesus,
silence,
silence
all satanic voices,
all satanic voices,
speaking over our lives,
speaking over our lives,
our marriage,
our marriage,
our homes,
our homes,
our children,
our children,
our ability to have children,
ability to,
ability,
have
to marry,
ability to marry,
ability to marry,
ability to become rich, ability to become rich,
and have enough,
and have enough,
and also be able to give,
and also be able to give,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
let satanic voices speaking,
let satanic voices speaking
over our bank account,
over our bank account,
be silent,
be silent,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Father, we thank you.
Thank bless you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you for the word, for the voice, yes,
the voice
of the blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
Speaking over our lives now.
Speaking,
speaking over every area of our lives.
Of our
speaking
lives.
Over our ability to reproduce.
Speaking over our ability to reproduce.
And be as God said, He said, be fruitful and multiply.
Yes.
In every area of our lives.
Yes.
Let the blood of Jesus speak. And silence all contrary voices.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Step 9. Asking God to rebuild our lives from the foundation up. You know, now we're talking about the land of promises has now been reconstructed. Remember? Genesis 1. And God created the heavens and the earth was without form. It was dark. It was flooded. It was formless. It was, you know, without any shape or form. And God began to put things in order, and then begin to build another, and then begin to create another earth, which we have seen now. So we want God to rebuild our lives from the foundation up. Because our foundations have been on what our ancestors built it on. Then when we came to Christ, we started to build, not knowing that in those foundations are some altars that have to be demolished. So everything we built was built on altars that we didn't know, and it was not steady. You know, if you build on another structure, before you build a house, you must demolish everything and prepare the ground. We have now just prepared the ground and want to ask God to rebuild our lives from the foundation on. And how do we do this? By declaring the promises of God over our lives and situation. Amen. Yeah. It is those things that God has promised us, and what we this we need to do ourselves. It's not something that we can do at a prayer meeting. It's something that we do ourselves. This is what God promised me. This is what God promised me. Jeremiah, we're still following after on that scripture, Jeremiah 1, 9 and 10. This is the second part of it. Jeremiah 1, 9 and 10, where he said, I have put forth his mouth, his hand to touch my mouth.
And the Lord said unto me, yes. I have put my word in thy mouth.
Yes.
See, I have this day set over the nation and over the kingdom to
wait, house. Wait. So the only weapon he gave us to do all these things is what? The words, his words in our mouth. To do what?
To root out.
Root out. We've done that.
To pull down.
We've done that.
To destroy.
We've done that.
And to throw down.
We've done that.
To build. And
to now practice. To build. Now to build. Step 9 is to build. Amen.
Amen.
And how do we know that we only need the word of God? Because that's what God himself did. Hebrews 6:3. He said, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. You see? That's why he can tell us, okay, I've put the same words in your mouth. Go and frame your own world. Go and frame your own world. So that he did it so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So everything God made was not made from things that were there already. All right? He made them from nothing. His word just produced all those things. So in the same way, we too will believe that as we're declaring in the next few days, the promises that God gave to us, those things that we need will begin to be framed. It doesn't have to be from what is already there. You can do, that's why he said, I will do, behold, I will do anything, new thing. Forget the old, I will do a new thing. And if it is something that he only needs to repair, he will repair it. We don't need to tell God how he made it. The enemy came and mangled what God has created. When the enemy too will do it, he used words, curses, incantations, and so on. Wicked words, wicked thoughts. And of course, we have the superior word of God. So if we want to rebuild, we go back to the beginning. Use what God used, his word. Seek out his promises, which relate to part of our lives. We need rebuilding. And declare and proclaim this promises over and over until they become flesh in our lives. Amen. Yeah. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He said, and the Word was made flesh. So as we are proclaiming the Word, remember, the God has been giving those promises about the Messiah. He's coming, oh, and prophets have been reading it over and over, and suddenly he became flesh. That word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten Son of God, of the Father, full of grace and truth. So we want to behold those promises, not that we'll be seeing them in the dream. We want to behold them the way people beheld Jesus Christ. He walked among them. The same way those promises will become flesh in our lives, full of the grace of God. In the name of Jesus. First John. John spoke about it. He said, 1 John 1:1. He said that which was from the beginning, which we have heard. That means all those prophecies, which we have seen with our eyes. They now began to see him with his eye, their eyes. They began to look upon him. Their hands handled him. The word of life. He's still the word. Became flesh. But they saw him. They beheld him. He ate with them. That's what we want. We want our children to come. Let them eat with us. Let us handle them. We want our own cars to come. Let us enter them, drive. We want our own house where we will live. It's not something we'll be seeing in the dream and nothing will happen. That is what we are asking God to do when we make declarations. Amen.
Amen.
New foundations will be laid as we begin to proclaim the word of God. The Bible says there is no foundation that anyone can lay. There is no other foundation but Christ. And Christ is the word of God. And we begin to build upon it as we obey the word of God and do and maintain a close walk with God. Luke 6, 47, 48. Jesus talked about the house that was built on a rock and the one that was built. And he said that the flood rose, streams, the stream beat upon it vehemently. It could not shake it. Why? It was founded on a rock. So that's what we want our lives to be rebuilt now. Founded well on a rock. Because we have now cleared the foundation. We have cleared the foundation. We have cleared the land. So, hallelujah. 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 Step 10. And the final one. Is still that Jeremiah 1. The last part. Yes. It's still that Jeremiah 1. 10. He said to build and to plant. To plant. So now we have built. And I told you it's not a physical place. And but God says something. No, Mama. It's Genesis 1 we're going to read. When God. So we now go back. You see. You must always go back to basics. Alright. Must always go back to basics. And that's Genesis. When God. What was the original intent of God when he created us? What was our original plan? What was his original formula? Original, what was in his heart? Genesis 1:28. What does it say? Genesis 1:28.
And God blessed them. Mm-hmm. And God said unto them,
mm-hmm.
Be fruitful and multiply.
Yes.
And replenish the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And subdue it.
Yes.
And have dominion.
You see?
Over the.
Go on. Over the fish of the sea.
Over the fish of the sea.
Mm-hmm.
Over the.
Fowl of the air.
Fowl of the air. And over everything that moveth upon the earth.
Can you see? So we are supposed to have dominion over everything. Everything else that God has created. You see, God created everything. He created it for us. Somewhere in Isaiah, he said it. He said, God created everything. And he created it for a purpose. Shh! He created it for a purpose. He created it to be inhabited. He didn't create it to be inhabited by animals, but by us. So anything that we need on this earth should be able to answer to us. This is what we're saying. He said, go and take dominion. And he mentioned it one by one. Over the fish of the sea, even fowls of the air, even on the earth. So in the air, on land, in the waters, we're supposed to take dominion. So no Leviathan should be coming to disturb somebody and say, I'm swallowing your breakthroughs. No. You are among those things I'm supposed to take dominion. Because you come from the waters. No birds, witches, no witch can be flying and saying, yes, so this one you cannot have it. No. You fly in the air. You are one of those things that I'm to have dominion over. Nothing should be able to nothing. But you see, you have to be in a particular place. You have to be in a particular place. You cannot just be anywhere. And that is why it is important to walk with God and do his will and let him guide us into that place of dominion that he has planted, that he has planned for us. Psalm 92. Well, what did you open? Okay. Psalm 92, 13 and 14. I will read it. Okay, you open Hebrews 10, 7 and 9. You see, Psalm 92, 13 and 14 says, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. So there's a place that one needs to be planted to flourish. And to be fat and flourishing and continue to bring forth fruit in old age. It does not have to be a particular place, a particular church, or a particular location. It just means that a place, look at it, it says in the courts of the Lord, the house of God. Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. And one day he told me that his Father's house has many mansions, even on earth. He's talking about those places that have been ransomed and reconciled back to God. And that should be anywhere that we go and we live. Once we live there and we raise altars and we're living there, that's the place we are planted. And we must flourish. Must flourish there. If it's where God takes us, we must flourish there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what does it say in Hebrews 10, 9, 7 and 9?
Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do their will, O God.
Go to 9, please.
Then said he, lo, I come to do their will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may
establish the second. Can you see? He takes away that has been the first. The lives, that our lives have been mangled and manipulated by the devil. Once we pray this kind of prayers, you take it to deliverance. This is what deliverance does. It takes away the first, that he may establish the second. What is the second? The second that is written of us in heaven. There's a scroll written of us in heaven. Our lives need to match up with what God has written, according to his timetable, according to his pattern. Not according to the pattern of the devil. He said, not shall be barren in my land. He said, once you serve me, I will fulfill your days. So no untimely death. He said, you shall not be sick once you are serving me. So there should not be sick. People should not be sick unto and die of sickness in the church. No. Once we're doing his will, he will take care of us and he will make sure that we give glory to his name, our lives. Give glory to his name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Now, as we said, the second Adam has come to take us back to our personal Eden. Every man is an Adam. And every Adam has his own Eve. And each one has their own Eden, which God has prepared for them. It's not a place, but a place where a spiritual place where you carry about with you. And this is the whole essence of deliverance. That God will take away the life that has been marred and manipulated by the enemy and replace it with that which is written of us in our books in heaven, our blueprint in heaven, according to his pattern for every area of our lives and according to his timetable for our life events. If I'm supposed to have children this year, I have them this year, not next year. Not, no, the devil no longer has anything because we have what? We have thrown him out. We have thrown him out of our land of promises. Hallelujah. Now, the same thing, Jeremiah 18. Jeremiah 18, 3 to 6. I will read it. He said, then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of God said unto me, saying, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as I have done with this potter? Says the Lord. Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. So, as a potter is making a pot, and something went wrong, he can make it again. He put everything together and started afresh. And that is what we are asking God to do for us. So, we want to say, Lord,
Lord,
we put ourselves in your hands.
We put ourselves in your hands.
You are the divine potter and we are the clay.
You are the divine potter, we are the clay.
Remold us afresh.
Remold us afresh.
Our lives.
Our families.
Our homes.
Our children.
And all that concerns us.
And all that concerns us.
Our ministries. We put into your hands our nation Nigeria. And we decree, O Lord, that as you did at creation, you took an earth.
This earth that was mangled.
It was misshapen.
It was dark.
It was formless.
It was flooded.
The devil has manipulated it.
When he fell.
Destroyed everything.
And in six days.
You looked at all that you have done.
Just by speaking your words.
And you looked at everything. And you say it is very good. Father, even this earth is very good. It is man that has manipulated and mangled part of it. Therefore, we put our lives in your hands. That Lord,
as we begin to declare your word over our lives,
you begin to build our lives. From foundation up. And then you begin to plant us.
And our children.
And our loved ones.
You begin to plant Nigeria.
Into the committees of nations. That can raise up their heads.
And raise up their voices.
In the places where nations are sitting.
In
the name of Jesus. That you will do it for us too.
Raise up our heads.
Let our horns be lifted up. Anoint us afresh. Plant us in those places of dominion. Where everything that you put in us. Will be put to use. So that we can be a blessing.
To the world.
To our generations. And to generations to come. In the name of Jesus. Blessed be your name, Lord. Give you praise and glory.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Now we're going to pray against counter attack. Then we close. He said, Now I stand.
On the blood.
That was shed for me at Calvary.
By the King of Kings.
And the Lord of Lords.
And I forbid.
Any revenge.
Attack or counter attack
against my children, against my loved ones, against my home, against anything that concerns me.
In the name of Jesus.
I turn the battle to your gates. You demonic captain.
And your army.
And I command fire.
Of the God of Elijah.
Upon you now.
In your camp.
In the name of Jesus.
Be Be roasted
with all your horses, your chariots, your armor,
your
weapons. In the name of Jesus,
I hide myself
and all that concerns me,
my children,
my loved ones,
in Christ.
We hide in Christ,
who is hidden in God,
and we become invisible
to you now,
in the name of Jesus.
For it is written
in Colossians 3:3.
For ye are dead.
And your life is hid with Christ.
In God.
And in John 3:8.
It is written.
The wind bloweth.
Where it listeth.
And thou hearest the sound thereof.
But cannot tell.
Whence it cometh.
Or whither it goeth.
So is everyone that is born of the Spirit.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Make us like the wind right now.
Make
all our loved ones like the wind right now.
In the name of Jesus.
Blessed be your name.
Hallelujah.
We give you praise.
Thank you,
we give
Father.
You glory.
Hallelujah.
We give you adoration.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thanks. We give you thanks for all you have done. We are so blessed. Our souls have found rest. Oh Lord, we give you thanks. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen.